From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will try to narrow differences over NATO, global trade, and other issues at the White House today after being publicly critical of one another. VOA senior White House correspondent Peter Heinlein reports.
On the campaign trail, Trump accused Chancellor Merkel of ruining Germany with her lenient refugee policy.
I used to be a fan of Merkel. I used to think she was terrific, a big leader, a great leader. I think what she did to Germany is a disgrace.
The chancellor was equally scathing in describing Trump's travel ban on six mostly Muslim countries. Now, forced into a partnership to deal with the world's most critical issues, Merkel was conciliatory.
I am deeply convinced that the transatlantic partnership based on common values is in all of our interest, not only for us Europeans. I'll hold my talks with President Donald Trump in this spirit.
When they sit down together at the White House, Trump and Merkel will have to overcome deep differences on some of the world's thorniest issues. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the policy of strategic patience with North Korea has ended, and that military action against Pyongyang is, in his words, an option on the table. Tillerson also reaffirmed the U.S. partnership with South Korea.
I'm here to express again and reaffirm the ironclad alliance between the United States and the Republic of Korea. And which does serve as a linchpin for security and stability in the Korean Peninsula.
While in Seoul Friday, Tillerson visited the heavily armed demilitarized zone, or DMZ, dividing North and South Korea. The top U.S. diplomat is meeting with leaders in the region, including Japan and China, to see how to move forward. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Britain on Friday called President Trump's claim that a British spy agency was involved in wiretapping Trump Tower in New York, in his words, ridiculous, and said it received assurances from the White House that the claims wouldn't be repeated. Spokesman for the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, called comments made Thursday by White House spokesman Sean Spicer utterly ridiculous and said it would be impossible for Britain to spy on a U.S. citizen due to an agreement signed between the two countries. At least one Republican senator is calling on Trump to apologize to Mr. Obama for making the accusations of wiretapping. Syria says it has shot down an Israeli military jet and hit another. Israel, however, says all of its aircraft returned safely after conducting airstrikes on several targets in Syria Friday morning. Israel did not say what was targeted, but Syria says Israeli jets attacked a military target near Palmyra in what Damascus describes as an act of aggression that aided the Islamic State. The International Organization of Migration says 42 Somali refugees were killed overnight Thursday when a helicopter gunship attacked their boat off the coast of Yemen. The IOM said survivors of the attack said the refugees were traveling to Sudan to escape war-torn Yemen. Dozens of refugees were said to be rescued and taken to hospitals. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Security forces in Pakistan have arrested dozens of suspects, including Afghans, in fresh raids as part of an ongoing nationwide crackdown against extremist groups, while new militant attacks killed three security personnel. The outlawed Pakistani Taliban and local affiliates of Islamic State claim responsibility for the violence. Pakistan still hosts an estimated 3 million registered and undocumented Afghan refugees. Somali pirates have released a hijacked oil tanker and its 8-man Sri Lankan crew without any conditions or ransom payments. The release followed a gunfight between the pirates and the Marine Force, and then intensified, or rather continued into negotiations between the Marine Force, clan elders, and the pirates. Witnesses tell VOA Somali service that the Navy of Somalia's Puntland region intercepted a boat it believed was bringing food to gunmen who were holding the Aris 13 and its crew. The ship was hijacked Monday by gunmen and two skiffs off the coast of Somalia as it traveled to Djibouti and Mogadishu carrying fuel and gas. And Russia says it was not involved in any unlawful cyber activities. They were responding to a Justice Department indictment of two Russian spies and two other people suspected of stealing personal information of millions of people in a 2014 hack of the internet site Yahoo. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.